Those are very unwholesome establishments we need. That's why the Bishop mentioned the name of Baal HaNefesh. Abba Bishop on Tehillim Mikim Adun Yad Mechza. The Hagezi Pesa Bizil Yodun Agra of Mayresh Zil from Mayim Shulim. In other words, when he turned over a pail with Mayim Shulim, you take a mic from Ashkelon, so what kind of a finish was Hagezi mentioned? The other Mishnahs, the Mishnahs before Oshis, that mentioned the Awache of showing the grief. So he did a night of Ashman, deal the whole of Ashman. The other Gablos and Akri, and the Hashmuel, and the Shuvah, and the Chuzok, and the Hakar, Shem Shev, and the Shem Shev, and the Mikra Pesach. So the Yitzhal Zed and the Raya, the Bishosef mentions, the Raya does the Kashe, the Bottle of Shachom, Mamayom, and the Shamayim, Af Mikve, do hot clear with us of the rice, the long way kill with the septe, last is for a mikle had chila, we dare say. So first he says that the septe of regional even mocking has reference to the case where he was, where they managed don't you teso, but it's still kosher in view of the fact that the whole mikve was not. Did not come into the rope, men so did not come into the mikveh with their home. Then he has the kashe. If so, so the whole posh is hachon. What we say? Ma mayon shein v'chis yadodon. Af mikveh shein v'chis yadodon. So becomes bottle. After all, that is the basis of the local show. So then, he is chaser from this, from the first wash. And he says, v'tireit, mistabeh, the whole v'tireit, all that the Bishop mentions the name of the Rabbi. The Tira is Mistabo. The whole Tira will be saying the same classes for Amikre, Mizek, Po, Ayut, and Akar, Shom, Mizek, the Kinnas. Vos Lashino, the Ava of God, the Shuba, Shim, Shafu, Pula, and Tenimbo, Hofe, Kinko, Yu, Shubi, Mi, Kore, Shai, Brague, Mu, Yotei, Mi, Pium, Nano, Der, Havroso, Eisim, and Mikul, Hatfu. So he rejects. So one washing in the Rabbi says, that it's mutter lechatchile to go yuteso biyodai into the mikveh as long as the home of the menso was came in through the rainfall right up. Then he has the kashe, so then the whole kashe of mamayon she yishamayim af mikveh af mikveh yishamayim yotza mila dikate show the Yodol, and it's difficult to say that this drosha has reference to the case where the hope of the Mensor was done. It's mashma, even if the mute of the Mensor so was done, how the new Mikakel is possible. So Mele, he rejects his chesia from the first drosha, and then he says, no, he gives another chance. He gives another chance. So he says, that Gimulugin passes, even if it's natural, so Gimulugin passes. As long as it was done with Yahodo, so it passes, Gimulugin. But that's the ratio. What's about the Sefer of the Sefte? So the Sefer of the Sefte is reference to the case where it was Nimshahal Gabikam. So the same tenets that the Raj gives, So, because we started with two of the setbacks, but we can use a call out in a card, showing the set the king was it. We also have shown that the Shuma Shim Shahu of Kulo in Tegumbo, Hoche Kibro Yishuvi in Kore, Shal Gagrin of Yodei and Yibin in a Noah, Derech Boroso, Eisen and Nikol Hatfu. Piski Shal Dovo, Kolshon is Kabe Bechri, Avon Gav Shebo, with Yechiodof in Mikve, Madgun Liad Mechzo, Ul Mechzo Veilech in Madgun Be, Elohim Kein Hilchim Akarke, the Mahanadu, after Rube came as this word Yom. At Kamushi. In other words, after the Mishin in Amesh, we call Moke, Zekavunos, Nivuya Meze, Yechim to Arayim. Coach and Zilich in Mayim Shem Shuri, Eim Bipsu, Rakim Reva Mikve Nase Kein, Yesh Pisul Mitzat Shol Nase Ben Shamayi, the Reva Mikve Tzorot Nisa Ben Shamayi, Al Kocho, Gam Rivatil, Gam Pisul Zeh, Yitzvichu Bisevim Tisef, שילכו עם הקרק, נמצא שהם כפסו לגמרי פסול שלי. אין כאן, כי אם שלא יהיה ביקוי, הוא פסול שלא יהיה לשמיים, אין כאן, כי שוליך מהקרקה, ובידי יחילות מלמוד מימו, זה בכל מוקים קושה, כל שלאוי תוכלי ויעבוד על מפייסלמי. אבל ראש ועטור, ותשוב על הרמב״ם ואיר, ותרס הבית ואיר, הסבירו, ככל שמתחסיון לכרודו, יש פסול, אפילו לא ישיב את החולי, אם כן, אפילו ניחו ממהקרקה ומאמר, אלו אם רממית לבהחשה, לבו, וזה אבק מושור שלו, שבים שלו, שבים שלהם, של מבחן המשוכר כי יש רי למיק ובאש והרש לפיר שם שנייס מפויס ורבייס אין לי תיסף תזו ורבייסי המזימות שזכה ואילו מכוס הבלו של זה רגיון הועידה וזיוף תמידים ורבים של שירות ומיד וכושר נקר וכום עד כאן משה זה כמו שסיגרום תפעם דמסיוס מלבוי המתורשה דיניו גם כאילו עם החלב מאוד רבים כמו ירלבה ביצור יכולים אדם לידי ידי מפיסו בייצים תחס אדום ולוי פליק דיעה בפוסו המי מותה בספר לעסס ולמיק לך תחילו אפילו אם על יד שוכן הוא לא מעטה כמו אישור ידמודים שאימי לה שוכן הוא בשום מיק ובפסיוס את כוס הרופאים משנה שתחל תספר לספר לאישור שימשוכו אפילו כולו בשאירו ומסר על יספר הייתי נבעב בספר ביטמת ביטון אחיוס ומיד בתחיל הכושר מהי גם כן שממהיו שובים זהו והוא תמוע דה מהי מיד כן זה לא יגיעו כזה הולה הרייבה יגיעו כזה כמו שזכרנו ואם כן גם להרשנו מכן תסביר לי דה זהו פייסה אלו המהיו שובים וסייף במהי רמיינו שובים וכמו שכושב הרייבה וזו דהי מיד כן לא ירש ותספת לספיר על אישור שמשכו לו כולו כשירו לא מאומה בו התספת דין זה בהו נסיר בידיים רגליים צבי הולים הכי אישור ידמוגים בחויים אל כנראה את המדש ספיר על יקריים ואם כן רקל מנדומה בגלבודהים יסייס עזיר חרי ולראש ועתו מוטה בניהם ולחש והרי וגם מאוד לא מוטה אם הוא איש עזיר ממים שורים בחויים ורמו כוסף כאן ואין שמר וגם ברג לבהים מוקדים לגלודו ואיני דעס הורוש I think when he says גם ברג לבהים מוקדים לגלודו ואיני דעס הורוש that's a mistake, obviously it's a mistake it should be a דעס הרש because the sheet of the horse is that there is a basic distinction between רג לבהים and רג לבהים that's the sheet of the horse so it's a mistake it should be דעס הרש not דעס הורוש ופי מה שקצרנו, אין שום דיו, אלא דיי של חודש ומה שקוסה, ובשני ימי נקושה, אלא בהביה, מיילה עם כל המקרה נזקה, אבל דברי אבס יוסף, אי אפשר יעשת כן, לפי המיכל. Now, in order to understand the מחלקת between the אבס יוסף and the Taos, so I have to mention, I think when we learn Mishnah, as I mentioned, this is an Nefesh Chaim who is Alias of Rav Chaim Rozenbach so he mentions he has his special purpose on the Kroyes the Kuntras who is Alias Daf Tzadik Dalet so he mentions So he says, Beginas Vodin. Beginas Vodin was a contemporary of the Beis Yosef. La'arav ma'arav leivin. Bechval dalet, evi shom, shuvas ma'aram ben-chodin. That's a very important shuvin. Baruch, ve'hevi shemishnas he'alofi, shim samach le'yitziro, be'ori italie, vi'ir avigo, oso mikve b'in yeze, de'oyo odom, והיו אודום די למים מהרבה יבחוי מנוקף מקום דקים והיו בצירופון כשבר הסנאי והיו אודום עדי לשיף וחדמי בצינה של איץ רי שיחו ברבי הבאיר ורי שעשים על גבי מקווה ונח לכוכח מעדי הבאיך של המקווה הרוב רבון הבנציה יכשירו המקווה ככוסו בסיפה משפיס מוחומץ פסק רבון הממתיר ורבון איטליה פוסרו כי כוסו בסיפה מקווי ישראל ובסיפה פרוגמיים היא בפסק רבונים לעשרים ובסיפה פרוגמיים היא בסיפה לשואל לרבוני עיר הקדש סבס והסכימו מרמגלנטה ובסדין על יסר. So there was a big machlekes because there always has been a problem in setting up in place. It's not so simple. So they wanted to set up in Mikveh in Ir Avigo. So how did they do it? So the Chachmei Bnei Tzion were not of it. In other words, they took a big kid, a very big kid, a cannabis kid, a very big kid, and they made many nikovim in it, numerous nikovim. Each naked by itself was less than Shabbat, but in total it was Shabbat. And we see and the Mordechai says in Cheshuos that there can be tzil. In other words, even though each naked is very minute, but as long as in total it is Shabbat, so the melee, any water that comes into that kele does not become shov machmaskui, because it has a nekev kishvarasanei, even though it does not have one big nekev kishvarasanei, but it has, let's say, 20 small nekevi that in total add to a shvarasanei. So the mele it's not considered a biskidu because there is silu, so the mele it doesn't become shov machmaskui, but there is another kind of shov. Now, what they did there was like this. Let's say, here they had an oar. Here they had an oar. They had an oar here. And then they had here, let's say, a kele with a biscuit. They had a kele. And they made many pores. But in total, it was shverasane. So mele, the water that came into this kele, even though it had a biscuit, on account of the numerous pores that added to a shverasanei, so it didn't become show machmaskli. But then, so they put one end in the river, and they put it one end in the river, and they filled it up with water, and then the other end, the water emptied out on the shore of the mikveh. And then, after it rested on the shore of the mikveh, so it flowed, it glided into the mikveh. So the Chachmei Bnei Tzion won't utter that mikveh. Why? Because there are two kinds of show. One kind of show is, now, of course, we have to bear in mind that Hamshocha Bikuri is not effective. And here, all the Memzor came into the mikveh that way. Every drop of the Memzor was drawn into that keleh, and then was drawn into the kele biyodai, but then it was emptied out through the other end at the shore of the mikveh, and then it glided by itself from the shore of the mikveh into the mikveh. So there are two kinds of shore. One shore is machmaskli. So we have no problem with shore machmaskli because it had numerous nikovi that in total added to a shverazaneh. So it was a shov. But then there is the other shov. Shov machmas tvisas yadodom. So insofar as shov machmas tvisas yadodom is concerned, so here there was no shov machmas tvisas yadodom. Because tvisas yadodom means, when does it have the psul of shov machmas tvisas yadodom? If yodayim mikeichem, mikeach odom, it comes into the mikveh. But here, mikeach odom, it rested at the shore of the mikveh. Then, after it rested at the shore of the mikveh, by itself, it fell into the mikveh, it ran into the mikveh. So, mimele, it's not shov. And we cannot say, hamshocha bikule is not effective. Because when can we apply the law hamshocha bikule is not effective? If it acquired a chalei shem shov, and then you want to be mafkia the shem shov, so we say only the mute can be mafkia the shem shov. But here, it didn't even acquire a chalei shem shov. Halishim showing Machmas Kli certainly didn't acquire, because it was always contained in the Kelim that had the Nekev Shmeras Amin, Al Nitzio. And the other show, Machmas Kli Alodom, that's only Shayach, if Mikeach Rodom, it comes into the Mikveh. But here, Mikeach Rodom, it rested, it fell on the shore of the Mikveh. And then by itself, after it rested on the shore of the Mikveh, it went, it flowed into the Mikveh. So it didn't even become shore. So the middle, we cannot say, Hamshoch Mikule is ineffective. That was the wrongness of the Chachmel Netzi. And what the Chachmel Netzi said seems to be very, very mistaken. Very, very mistaken. But still, the Chachmel Italia or Chelik. And the Chachmel Italia or Chelik, because they mentioned a certain Messiah. So what's the Shita of the Chachmel Italia? The Shita of the Chachmel Italia is that true indeed, it didn't become show, Machma show, because the Kelei had Ishvara Zahin, Nekev, Al Nitziru. But it did involve the other Psul of show. Show Machma Stis Yalodah. So in other words, the machleket between Chachmel Netzi and Chachmel Italia is on the question as to whether Tfisas Yadodom applies only to a case where directly Mikeach Odom it comes into the Mikve, but if it Mikeach Odom it rests on the shore of the Mikve, so then it doesn't acquire the Shem Shor. That's the Shikhe of Chachmel Netzi. The Shikhe of Chachmel Italia is the moment when the Kele was pushed from one end of the moment the water from the river was thrown into the Kele, and it was pushed from one end of the Kele of the Kele to the other end, and it rested al gabit halki at the shore of the Mikveh, it acquired the shore. So the Mele, since it acquired the shore at that moment, so after that, when it lights by itself, it's Amshoche, and Amshoche Bikule is not effective. But the Shite of the Chachmel Netzi is, no, it didn't acquire Shem Shol. When does it acquire Shem Shol? Al Deikiach Odom, only if it comes Al Deikiach Odom directly into the Mikveh. But if it rests Al Gabikarke before the Mikveh, it doesn't acquire Shem Shol. That's the Machlokes between the Chachmel Netz and Chachmel Italia. Now, so he says, Vitamo Isri, so the Chachmel Netz is very simple, very mistaken. Vitamo Isri, da fiu da klim nukev nukomoke, kim shenase al dikeo chodom, gam kim din shumim alai mechodom, velo in nitaro ala berubye vam shoche, abo im shechu kulo posu, velo in kidaas amatiru, דרך את האבסור מחמסתי לסוד המותר אבל במשכו כולו דיבמשוך הניסתה לי כחשש דתפיס את יד אודו אך אבו זה אצור לדף כריב מים שם so ומרם חובי וכריע כדעס או איסרי והיא בראי מדברי אבס יוסף שכוסף על הרש דמפורש דפרייס לדלגיון לא איבן מוקל ומוקל שהוא בו לקמה בספיות דההתר הוא משום דהבה במשוכה וכוסף אבס יוסף דהוד אלוי כאיל חסד וכמנדאומה והמשיך עוד כולו קושה אבל מנדאומה והמשיך עוד כולו פוסלו פסולו אלמד אף מה דה פוסלו אלמד אף מה דה פסולה ומחמסתי לזה עוד לא גם כן פוסלו והמשיך עוד כולו so the Marami Ibn Chovi agreed with the Shite the Psaq of the Chachmel Italia and he mentioned the Raya from the Bishyosef because the Bishyosef mentions the Rash is the Kashi as to the apparent stira between the Reisham and the Sefer and the Sefer and the Sefer. The Reisham and the Sefer says Rabbi Yisrael Yalzir Rabbi Yodai Rabbi Yodai Rabbi Yodai Rabbi Yodai Rabbi Yodai the Sefer says Rabbi Yodai Rabbi Yodai Rabbi Yodai so it's kosher you know it will show it was a mikro but you know it's kosher so the Rash is the Kashi the stira so he says that the Reisham so the Rash is the Kashi about the stira so he says the Sefer has reference to the case where it's where the Gion even walking more okay and Al the Amshoche it passed into the water into the Mikveh. So it's kosher. Now the Rash doesn't say that this Tisefte accords with the Mandroma who says that Amshoche Mikuni is kosher. But the Yosef says that according to the Rash this Tisefte is Shaul Al-Milchas. Because the Rash says that the business why the Tisefte says Because it was alidekark, it was nimsh alidekark. In other words, the legion was splashing from point one, from point A to point B, and then from point B to the mikveh, it glided by itself. So it's amshach. So it's amshach. So the Bais Yosef says that means that this recept, according to Mandoma, amshach mikulei, is effective, because according to Mandoma, amshach mikulei is not effective. So even though it was nimshach alamikarke, it will still be possible. But the question is, here it never entered into a Kehillah. Here it never entered the Kehillah. So it did not involve the psul of Shov Machmas Kli. But what kind of Shov could it involve? Machmas Kli, I don't know. But since the legion, the legion, they splashed it from point A to point B, from point B to the mikveh, that was done by itself. So according to Chachmei Venetia, it never acquired the Shem Shov. So why does the Bais Yosef say that according to Mandoma, Hamshocha Mikul is ineffective, so here it would also be possible? So that shows that Bais Yosef Shita is like Chachmei Venetia. So it's a very strong raya that that's the Bais Yosef Shita. But there is a raya from the Bais Yosef, but there is no raya from the Rash, because insofar as the Rash is concerned, so the Rash only says, what is the lotion of the Rash? The lotion of the Rash is, Dainam Shochet. So he says, Ima Karke Dainam Shochet, Shemame Chutz Lemikre, Veim Shochet Lemikre. He doesn't say, V'asir Kemandoma Ram Shochet Bikulim Koshet. The Bais Yosef says that. But we can explain the Rash, that he doesn't mean on the basis of the Dinam Shochet. He means he uses the Loshnam Shochet. But here it's according to everybody. When do we say that Amshoch Mikulei is ineffective? When it acquired the Shem Shov, and we want to be Makia the Holy Shem Shov through Amshoch. So then it's only effective in Yute, not Mikulei. But Behube. Not Behube, not Mikulei. But in this case, it seems it never acquired the Shem Shov. It certainly never acquired the Shem Shov Bikli, because it never entered into a Beis Kibul. And the Shem Shov al-Tvizli al-Odom, that's only Shayach, if Mikeiche, it comes into the Mikveh directly. But if Mikeiche, it comes to the, it rests on the shore of the Mikveh, and then by itself, it runs into the Mikveh. So it never becomes Shov. So in Bikli, it's all right. So this is the Tazshah. This is the Tazshah in the Rash. So in other words, in regard to the problem in the mikveh in the year of Ariga, the machlekes between Chachmei Venetia and Chachmei Italia, so from the Bais Yosef it appears like the Chachmei Italia, but the Taz it appears like Chachmei Venetia, and even, so what the Taz is saying, that even if we say that Pshat in the Rash, but the Raive Chita is explicitly like that, that when does it involve the Psul of Shov al Nitvisi Alodom, only if it comes Mikeichel. If it comes Mikeichel al Nitvisi Alodom, but it directly into the mikveh. But if mikveh it rests al gavitarki at the shore of the mikveh, and then glides into the mikveh, then it doesn't involve the psul of shov al nitvis yaron. And we don't have to resort to amshoche mikveh, even if amshoche mikveh is not effective. But here it doesn't even require a chalishel shov. All right, now just one second, please, not now. Now, I just want to mention, I brought Rav Kapach's version of the Baal HaNefesh, and you will see that, I mean, we're going to continue discussing it on Tuesday, because I have to start the other shiur. So you'll see that in the Bais Yosef mentions, we saw that the Bais Yosef mentions in the name of the Raivet, that when the species here don't pass at the show, only when it's done with Kavanah. But when it's done, show it Kavanah not. And the Taz Israel, he says, there is no such writing. But you'll see, if now the Taz says that according to the Raive, the stira, the apparent stira between the Rishon and the Sefte, and the Sefer and the Sefte can be resolved the way the Rosh resolves it. The Rosh and the Rashbo, in other words, the Rishon and the Sefte is reference to Zimul Bidi Odom or Biragli Odom, and the Sefer is reference to Zimul Biragli Behemo. So this is what the Taz says. But the Bais Yosef mentions in the name of the Raive that the Raive distinguishes the ratio of the Tisefte from the Sefer Tisefte, because the ratio of the Tisefte is reference to the case where it's done with Kavone, and the Sefer is reference to the case where it's done Shalom Kavone. So you see that in the regular version of the Bala Nefesh, so it is like the Taz, the way the Taz says. But in Tapach's version, so it's the way the Bais Yosef says, mentions the name of the Raive. So there are two different versions. All right, we'll leave it here. In a few minutes, I will start Adar.
Lamed Shvat Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon Hashana Tav Shed Mem Beis February 23rd, 1982.
So Chachmim lets here hold that true, there are two kinds of show. One show is show of the human good. Even if it wasn't done with the other. By itself, let's say he left Kankami in the courtyard or on the roof in order that it should be filled up with rainwater. And then it started to rain, and the Kankami were filled up, and then the wind started to blow and blew all the water into the mikveh. From the roof, from the court. There was no Maisodom involved. I mean, it wasn't done in Yodayim, but since it entered the Kelet, the Kibbutz, Midante Yodom, Midas Odom, so it became show. Then there's another show. Then there's another show, the other show of the Nasis Mikiahor. Now, the Taz and the Bais Yosef, they mention the name of the Raive. That insofar as the Psul show, with the Rabbonim is concerned, so that applies only to show about the Yudikli. But there is no other show according to the Raive. That's what they mention the name of the Raive. There is no other Psul show on the basis of show. But the Raive, he mentioned, one of the Raive, that Midiraisi, if the whole mikveh, or all of the mikveh, Chofalef So, is filled up, Mikiach Odo, then it's also possible. And that they don't even call show. They call it because it's not Bidi Shemai, because there is a Droshe. There is a Droshe in Zafron, Zimor, in Goldasre, Ma Mayon Bidi Shemai, Af Mikve Bidi Shemai, Yotzo Mile Bikatve, She'im Bidi Shemai. So that's not a Psul show, the Kodim Raya. That is special Aloha. Other Rishenim will call that also show. But the Taz doesn't call that show Kodim Raya. That is a Psul that I say, because the mikveh was not nasis b'diyoda, and the mikveh was not nasis b'dishamayim. It was nasis b'diyoda. So when does that psul deraisa apply? Only if chopalef so. If chopalef so. Nah, I mean, not chopalef so, if chop so. On the contrary. If chop so was filled up b'yodayim by our other. But if a chopalef so reigned in, and the nada yuteso was mismale bikate, so then it's kosher mid raise and it's kosher mid rabba. Unless the yuteso that he was mal bikate was dumped from the kelim, so then it became show the moment it entered the kelim. But suppose he didn't use a kelim, He just filled up his hands. And don't water. So if he did it to the extent of 20 saw, then it's possible to rise. Why? Because it's not possibly Shomai. But if he did it to the extent of Yutesa, and all of saw redeemed, so then it's Koshan in the Raise, and it's Koshan in the Rabbanon. When is it possible in the Rabbanon? He was contained in the chair, and then it came into the chair. So then it's possible in the Rabbanon in Gimel Mikra. That's a very big chiddush. In other words, so the way the Shach formulates it, the way the Shach formulates it, so according to the Raibe, the psul of Shov per se, when I say Shov per se, I mean not the psul of Nasa is Gideon. That's a psul Raise, but the psul of Shov per se that is possibly the Rabbanon applies only to Shov al Bikir. But if it was Nismale within Bikir Chorodo, then it's not Shov. But if 20 saw was Nismale Bikir Chorodo, then it's possibly the Raise, because it's not Dumi Dimayo, it has to be Bidei Shamayim. But if Hopalek saw was Rindi, and then Yutes saw was Nismale Bikatev, then it's Koshayim in the Rabbanon, because we say Hubei Kikulei. So in as much as Hopalek saw was Nismale, it came in Rindi, so from the rainfall, so maybe it's considered as if all the men saw had been filled up with a shaman. But if a water entered, Jimulugin entered into a pail, and then that pail was dumped into the mikveh Jimulugin, then it becomes possible because Shov Machas. Then the Tasses, the Akadavishim, who say that there are two kinds of Shov that are possible in the Rabbanon. One kind of show that is possible in the Rabbanon, that's the sheet of the Raja. One kind of show that is possible in the Rabbanon is show of the Kri, and the other kind of show that is possible in the Rabbanon is show of the Mila Mikach, according to the Raja. So according to the Raja, so in two ways it can become possible in the Rabbanon on the basis of show per se. What is if Gimulugin was Nismali Bikri, so even though the same Gimulugin by itself ran into the mikveh, passed into the mikveh, it's still possible, it passes all mikveh. And the other is if a person will be Nismali Bikate Gimulugin and dump them into a mikveh, so it will also become possible with Rabbanon. So there are two kinds of show. According to the Raibe, there is only one kind of show. Milimikli. And Milimikate does not involve the Psul of Shov. But if it was done on 20 saw, then it's possible that I say, because it's not Bidei Shamayim, because the mikveh was not prepared Bidei Shamayim. And the Rashba means that there is, there are two kinds of Shov in the Rabbanon. One, Shov about the Milimikli, and the other one is Shov al the Mila Mikate. Now, the machleket between Chachmei Venetia and Chachmei Italia is on the question whether when does the psul of Mila Mikate apply. So Chachmei Venetia say Mila Mikate applies only to a case when Mikeach Odom the Mayim come into the Mikate. But if Mikeach Odom the Mayim are splashed from point number A to point number B, and then from point number B it falls in the mikveh by itself, so there it's natural. So we certainly don't have the show of Mila Mikri, because it never was contained in the keli. And the other show, Machmas Mila Mikate, that is only Shayach if it comes into the mikveh directly, Mikeach Odom. But if it doesn't come into the mikveh directly, Mikeach Odom, then it doesn't become Shov. So even if we say that there are two psulim of Shov, like the Rashi, according to Chachmei Venetia, even according to the Rashi, that there are two Shov in the Rabbanon. One Shov in the Rabbanon is Gimulugin, that was contained in the Kele, and the other show, Gimulugi, that was Nismale in the Keahodo, Zehodo. But that's only Shayach if the Mikveh is Nismale directly in the Keahodo. But if Keahodo pushed it from point A to point B, and then it falls into the Mikveh, then it didn't become show. So even though Hamshoche, we passed Hamshoche, Bikure is not effective, so that's only Shayach if Hashem show was over the Chal. And we want to be Mavkiya the Shem show to Hamshoche, so we say, no, we cannot. Hamshoche is not effective Bikure or Bikure, only be Mute. So if, let's say, it already acquired the Shem show because Gimulugin was contained in the Kele, and then they say, and then you are mamshechet into the mikveh. So then we say bikurei berubei is not effective because the shemshol, the moment it entered into the klei kibul, so it acquired the shemshol. Mashein came if it never entered the klei kibul, but he pushed, he splashed the water from here to here, and then from here it passed into the mikveh by itself, so it never became shol. So the Meila, even if it was done and all the them saw, according to Chachme Venetia, it's kosher. According to Chachme Italia, there are two kinds of show. So one show is show about the Bible Kli, the other show is show about the Nasis Mikia Chodo, but the Chachme Italia say that the other show of Nasis Mikia Chodo does not apply only to a case where it came into the mikveh directly with the Yahodo. Even if it was splashed from here to here, so it acquired already the Shem Shom. And then, when you amamshechet al-gabe akarke into the mikveh, so we have to resort to the din of amshoch. And since amshoch mikule is not effective, so maybe it's possible. Now, so from the Bishyose, it's mashmalekach mitali. Because the rash, as the kasha, as to the current stira between the reish of the disepte and the sefer of the disepte, the reish of the disepte says that zilei biyodo for the rabbi of Yisrael, zilei biyodo for the rabbi of Kibbutz in Posel, and then the sefer says. So in other words, you can prepare a mikvah lechatchila that way for the zilug of the legion or mokim. So the Rosh is the kasha. There is a stira between the Reish and the Sefer, and the Rosh says the Reish is reference to the case where a human being was misalig the other rabbi. So if he doesn't give a lugi, so he becomes possible. The Sefer is reference to the case of the legion who ride on horses, cavalry. So whose flesh is not the person who rides on the horse, but the horse? The horses themselves flesh. So then it doesn't involve the psul of Milo Bekatev. Milo Bekatev means if there is Trisas Yadoda. But Trisas Yad Behemo does not involve the psul of Milo Bekatev. This is the Shita of the Rosh, and this is the Shita of the Rash. This is the Shita of the Rash. So now the Rash is the Tkashe. There is a stir between the Reish and the Seife. So he says the Seife is not in conflict with the Reishe, because when the Sefer says with Yom Hoiver Mokim Mokim, so it's reference to the case where it's Nimshah Gabikar. So what the Nimshah Gabikar? The Legion marches here and they splash the water, they splash from here to here, and then it runs by itself, it's Nimshah by itself, it rides into the mikveh by itself. So it's kosher. That's all the Rash says. So what the Yosef says, according to the Rash, this disekte accords with the Tane, who says in Chagige that the Tamshoche is effective because. So in other words, so it's not only the So in other words, so the Yosef says that according to the Rash, the Yilchas, since we pass Tamshoche is only effective in Mute, not because of the Mute, So you can say if in the Gion is fresh water from here to here, and then all the Memsoch will glide into the mikveh to the bottom. Because I'm sure. But the Rashi doesn't say it. So it's possible to explain the Rashi that way. True, the Rashi says that the Sefer with the Sefer of the Gion Eilu Mokim Mokim has reference to the case where it's Nimshach al Gabi Karak. But it doesn't mean because of the Aloche of Amshoch, and it accords that here the Mandola of Amshoch is a technical aid. Since it's Nimshach al Karak, and here it never entered into a Kele, so what kind of show do we have here? We have the show of Mila Mikate. Mila Mikate applies only to a case where Mikeyach Odo, you fill it, you dump it, it falls into the mikveh directly. But if Mikeyach Odom, it falls on the shore of the mikveh, it drops, it rests on the shore of the mikveh, and then by itself it glides into the mikveh, so it's not shore. That's the shite of the Chachmim Letzi, and that's how Chachmim Letzi will explain the Rash. The strange thing about the Taz is that the Taz does explain the Rash the way the Chachmei Venetia understood the Rash. I mean, this machlokes between Chachmei Venetia and Chachmei Italia is one of the basic machlokes in the Goyes. So, the strange thing about the Taz is that the Taz does explain the Rash not the same way as the Beis Yosef explains. The Beis Yosef understands the Rash, that the Rash, that the Rash bases it upon the Aloche of Amshoche, that Amshoche is capable of being Mavkiya B'Shem Shom. So maybe it's not how it deals. The Taz says, no, that Rash is true according to everybody. Even according to Mandoma, the way in Pasten, that Amshoche B'Kule is not effective. But he said, why does the Rash say if it's Mishal Gabikalke, so it's not possible? So he says, because the Rashi is that the psul of show per se, he applies only to show about the middle of the clip. But there is no show al the Kiyachod. There is no show. But if 20 saw of the mikveh is Ismael and Kiyachodom, then it's possible that I say because it's not Nasim in Shemayim. Nasim in Shemayim. So the melee in the case where he splashes, a person splashes water from here to here, and then the water glides in by itself, so it's kosher. So he says the same thing that Chachmei Venetia. But the Taz says the Rashi is like the Raivet, that there is only one psul of show, and the other, and Mila Mikate does not involve the psul of show per se. It only involves the psul that I say of not Nasid Yishamayim. So since it only involves the psul of not Yishamayim, so when does it involve that psul if directly it comes into the Mikra Mikia Chodom? But if Mikia Chodom, it is fleshed from one place to another, and then it glides in by itself, so it's not Nasid Yishamayim. The implication being that according to the Rashbashi is that there are two psalm of Shov in the Rabbanon. One psalm of Shov is a Nismali B'Kli, even though there was no Ma'is Yodah. It's not, and the other psalm of Shov is if the water was transported from one place to the other, Mikeyach Odom, so then it again becomes Shov. So according to the Rashba, so suppose a person will splash all the Memsoch from here to here, and then it will be Nimshach al Gabi Karaki into the mikveh, so it will be possible. Because since according to the Rashba, there is another psul of show of Nasik Mikiach Odom, so if that psul of show with Rabbanon applies even to the case where the water did not come into the mikveh directly to Mikiach Odom, but where it was splashed from one place to the other, and then it was Nimshach Gabi Karaki. For the moment, it rested on the shore of the mikveh, so it acquired the Shem Shov. And if it acquired the Shem Shov, so in Mele, we have to resort to the Aloha of Amshoche, and we pass Amshoche Mikule is not a thing. So the strange thing of the Taz is, now the Taz himself mentions the oneness of the Chachmei Venetia. Why does he limit it only to the Shittas HaRaivet, that there is only one Psul of Shol with the Rabbanon? Mispalatically, the same thing could be true even according to the Rashi, who says there are two types of Shol, but in order that the other type of Shol should take effect, so it must come into the mikveh direct from the Kehodo, not to be dispersed from this point to this point, and then it glides by itself into the mikveh. Alright, let's go over the Taz in Sifchot Ches. So we went over already the Taz in Sifchot Ches, but let's go over it again. Now that I mentioned all that, so the Taz is very simple. Sifchot Ches, Vimberga Gibulum, Zemi Dibriyatu Garosh, Vihual Fiyaki Sefti, Hevia Pisyosa, Vizel Mishemi, Vagyei Tzeimei, Zilu Vyodim Radu Gimulum Mikve Posa, weil diese Kultur ist war tot in der Welt und es wird da sehr die Post der Bis in der Reiche haben sie sind da mein die Karte schon in Schule wir haben die sie oder wir haben die die sehe mich in Schule wir haben zu sich schon haben die Post die Post die sie jetzt da hat der Odom wo ich was von die Klee und mich der Karte gehen und sehen mich noch ich war tot und ich weiß schon gut da Karte die Kost aber nicht zum Radlein oder doch hat Karte die Kost auch bei da rein mit sich aber eine verschiedene Pressionen in the year 6, the whole shall be out on face. So the Raimetz Maschone is there is only one Psul of Shol in Rabon, and that Psul of Shol in Rabon applies to a case where Gimudin Mayim entered the base Gimud. So then it becomes Shol, but there is no other Psul of Shol as on the basis of the fact that it's Mismalim Kehodon, that there is no Psul of Shol per se. But if 20 Sol was dismalled with Nikia Hodom, then it's possible that I say because it's Jesus Yarodom. So, Ma Mayom Bidishamayim, Abnikve Bidishamayim, Yotzam will be cutted. So, but if 21 Sol, the rope of the man's soul, if one drops in through the rainfall, so then we say, Rubeki Kure, even though the New Testament is filled up into the Mikveh, comes into the mikveh, Mikia Hodom, it's still kosher. It's kosher, we have to have such a mikveh, according to the Raya. Because the psul the Raya say as of the Tfisas Yadodom, so regarding that, we say, Rubeki Kure, as long as Chofal Epso, when the, so the Tesso can be filled up your diet, from Mila Mikak, that's the Raya Chief. So, when Rabbi Yisi says, Zile Biyotu Beraglov, Gimu will be possible, so doesn't he say that if he just splashes with his feet, Gimu will be? So, Rabbi Yisi says, reference to the case, not when he splashes the water that is on the shore into the mikveh. Then it will not become possible. Then it will become possible only if it will splash with the soul, but not if he splashes Gimu soul. But Rabbi Yisi says, reference to the case where there is a pail of water standing at the shore of the mikveh, and it says Dimulugimayo, then he kicks the kale, the pail, and he turns it over, and the water from the pail runs into the mikveh, comes into the mikveh, then it becomes possible. Why? Because it became shol the moment it filled up the pail. So this is what he says. Maisim, the Pesil, the Thu, the Rabbi, the Maisha, the Maim Shubi, the Intima, Maiko Mashmon, so the Rabbi says the Kashi. So what kind of a Hidesh does Rabbi Yisi tell us? Zilu, the other Rabbi, if Rabbi Yisi has reference to the case where he kicks with his feet a pail of water that is standing at the shore of the mikveh, and then he turns it over, and the water is dumped into the mikveh, naturally, even if it was done by itself, even if the wind turned it over, so it would, the mikveh would be possible. Haskamo v'chamo, when it doesn't yet die, that is kashi, maiko mashmo, so the Rabbi says, dilno hoko mashmo, the aval gav, dilno ose la'akli, v'chashvino v'kishuna ha'mishochim v'hakarke, she'im she'im, elokim she'boim yodof v'mikveh pesim. Because I could say, if let's say the person, if a wind turns it over, then it's possible turns over the keli, because it became shore. Masha'im came if the keli is standing on the shore, and then he kicks it with his feet, and he turns it over, and then it glides from the shore. As the keli is turned over on the shore, so he glides it. He lights it, so he turns it over, and then it lights from the shore into the mikveh. Maybe that in itself is amshol, so it should be matkia the amshol. So kamashmo rabbeinu, no, it's not amshol. Amshol it is. Oh, when is a child amshol? If you turn it over and it rests first, but if you turn it over on the shore, and then it winds into the mikveh, so it's not nifsa keche, so maybe it's not amshoch. Dil mohoko mashmach, who goes mach, lili hashino, kishu amshoch in the hakashu shere, lo kim shiboy nebu, mikveh pesel, vikshot, and the Raya test another kashi, to potu nevashach, I mean, how can we say that the shul of shol applies only to a case when it is valid degree, but there is a process chachomim, the Zafro, the Gemara in Lo Basre, Ma Mayim Bile Shomayim, Aplitu Bile Shomayim, Yotzom Bile Bikatev, Sheyesh Bitzis Yadodom, Sheyin Bile Shomayim. Ma Mayim, Aplitu Bile Dokli, Mikosu Bereise, Vilomo Yitiro Bitzisef Tlas, Shkwa Mikro Lechatkhil Bile Arze, Vitiretz, Mistavle, Dohodi Yitiro Bitzisef Tlas, Bitzisefte, Las, Shkwa Mikro Mize, Koya Hilchim Akarki, Shoma Bitzisefte Kidom Azeh. Merely be clean. When we tend to be skimmel, and there is no other psul of shol, and there is only psul the rice and not shol of nismale vidiyodo. So mele, when does it involve the psul the rice of nismale vidiyodo? If he directly splashes it into the mikveh, but if the person splashes it from A to B, and then by itself it's nimshach, it glides into the mikveh, so it's not nismale vidiyodo. But had the Raya chicken been like the Raya chicken, that besides the Mesu of Shol, in the case of Nichnas Biskibu, there is another Mesu of Shol of Nasis Briyono, so then it wouldn't be effective. It wouldn't solve the problem by splashing it on the shore and then initially that it should be nimsha by itself. Because the moment it's splashed on the shore, it acquires a shimshol. Then we have to resort to a din of amshoche, and amshoche is not effectively good. So actually, the Ralnik says the longness of the Chachma Netzie. But the Taz explains it on the basis of the Ralnik Chite, that there is no psul of shol per se in Nasis Nikehod. But who says so? That's the reason as to why the Raya says that we don't have to resort to Amshoche. It just happens that the Raya Chite is there is no psul of shol of Gimu Lugin in the case of Nasis Mikehod. But even if the Raya had agreed with the Shit of the Rajbo, he could still say that where it is splashed to the shore and then it glides in by itself, it slips Shahabaretar came to the mikveh, so it doesn't involve the psul of shol. But the Taz doesn't say. So he said, שעל זה דור בכל גוטמר זה חכום עם מפיים ונשמיים ומקווה דור פוי לנקוס ורייסה ולא מייטיר ובניסף לספרדית ומחכו לדר זה ייטיר את מסתרבה ועוד ייטיר ובניסף וספסיב וניספתה ועסס כועמית ומזה כה היוקים מהקאומה שום ניסף תקינו מזה ועושה להשמין אותם אגב בישוב השם שחו הכול או יתאים לבו הוך הקימו לו יישוב עם מלגורת שעל רגועים וידיים מביאו מנענו דרך הברוסות אין סימן מיקלו לחתכלה פיסקי של דבר כל שלו מסגבו בכלי אף על גב שבו הוא מתחיות אוף למיקלו מדביל מסיעת מחצו וממחצו ואיר איר אין מדביל עם אין אלו אם כן הלכים עם הקרקה למהנת אפילו רובה כמסליס נדלגיון עד כאן לשם אף שאיזה לשני ממש מכל מוקים זהו כבנוסי מבויה מזה וכיו מלרעי כל שזיו יפני מים שנישום אין בקסור רק שאם ריב המקווה נאסס כן יש פיסו מצד של נאסי ונשמיים וריב המקווה צורך ליסה ונשמיים על כל חופי דובק אותם פיסו זה יצריך בזה פיסטה שיוליך למכר נמצא שאין כאן פסור גם בפסור שובים פסור שובים אין כאן כאילו שלא יהיה בכלי ופסור שובים שלא שמיים אין כאן כאילו שיוליך למכר ולידי ינחילו בין אדם לבין כי בכל מוקם קושי הכל שלא יהיה בכלי ביד אדם לפסו מיד אבל לראש סון הברץ even though the Reinwelt could be used as a source for the sheet of Chachma Venezia but the way the Taz explained the Reinwelt so the reason is why the Reinwelt says like Chachma Venezia because the Reinwelt sheet is there is no sort of show of Nazis Mechiachon so that's why it is effective in Kikule but once we assume like the Rajbo that there is another sort of show by Nazis Mechiachon then the Taz will say like the Chachma Italia אבל הראש והטור ותשובה לרמב״ם דליל ותרס הבית דליל וסבירה לו וכל שמתחסיות אוף של אודום יש פסור אפילו לא ישיבה בכלי נראו את only the right sheet is that the psור of show per se applies only to the smaller degree but not to mil nikate mil nikate if it's done on the whole memso or on chopso so then it involves another psור reise but the psur avon of show of kibulugi applies only to new entry but other shayim the rosh the tur the rashbo they say there are two psur with avon of show one psur of show that consists in new entry and another psur of show with avon of new entry kibulugi מיורקת מיורקת אבל ראש ועתור תשיבו לרמב״ן דוליו ותרסבי יוליו ותסיר את החושב תרשב לו של אודום יישו אפילו אין שזה יכולי אם כן אפילו מיכם מכר כלמם אלא אם ריבה מיכם בהכשר דולב אוכל וזה חדק מישור שלו שנים שבו שבין שלהם בו עם המה המשוכת אלא אם כן יש ריבה מיכם בהכשר וירעת בפיר שם שנייס לקרוא לספיר את בייס הם בתיסף נזו את רבי איסי אלי הזו של זכר תליל וחוס הכל של זה וקיון אוהיבי המסוף מידי מרגלים של שאולים מיד וקושה עם הקר כקום עד כאן השם נראה גלוש נדרש מבוי המפירושי ויהיו גם כן מלחל ונודם בהימו כמו ירעיבו ויצור חויים אגב מבידי ומפיסו מייצא מתח הסודו ולא כלי ויהיו פוסל המיימותיה בסייד ולאסס מנמיק ולכתחילה אפילו אל אמדי השוכת לא הויו או לא להתי כמו בשום דיבורים שאימי להם שוכה בירו בשל מקרה so he explains the Rash that it's not that the Rash applies this deceptive and with Yom Rahim and Mokim and Mokim like the Magdomar that I'm shocked and cool is effective no the Rash says the task is that according to the Rash this deceptive is Alim Nikulav not only Alim the Tamil who says I'm shocked and cool is effective it even accords with the Tamil who says that Amshocha Mikula is not effective but in the case of Rediyon Rahim and Mokim and Mokim we don't have to resort to Amshocha as such because over the sins it never entered into a Biskibul so it never acquired a Shemshol and the only Psul is the Psul the Raise of Tvisas Yarodo that's only Shayach if it comes into the Mikveh directly in the Kehodo not if it is splashed from point A to point B and then it seems how the Bikarke from point B into the mix. Oh, Ulmes Yosef Kosaf Nifirash, the high deceptive is still a Jewish Shura Purim Sheiro. Vim Kiresel high deceptive. Hei Vinorav, So Rabbi Yosef understood, assumed, the Sefer, the Tone Achilos, Mikritchilo Kosher, my Gamkin, should my Shuri Zilfu, the Utabua, that my Niki is in the Kilkasi, Holarai with Hilkasi, Mizrahano, the King of Larashi, the King, the Silly Zil Pesla, my Shuri, the Sefer, my Maiden Shuri, Ukhmishikos Larai, the Su, the Mikele. So the Taz is Chelik and Rabbi Yosef. And the Taz agrees with the Chachma and the Netzi. The Chachma and the Netzi were after the Taz. But he agrees with the Chachma and the Netzi. The Taz agrees with the Chachma and Netzie, and he says that in the case where the water is splashed from point A to point B and then it rides into itself, so into the mikveh, so then it is kosher. Why is it kosher? Because according to the Ravid, there is no psul of show. By Nasis Mikhodom, there is only the psul deraise of Tvisas Yarodom, that's on the Shire, if it directly comes Mikhodom into the Mikveh, and according to the Rash also has the same Shite as the Raibe. But he says, and then according to the Rosh and the Tur, they say, the Rosh and the Tur, and the Rash. The Rosh and the Tur and the Rajah. So they say that there is a psul of show in the Rabbanon. There are two types of show. One show is Milibikli and the other one is Asim Kiyachodom. But the Rosh and the Tur and the Rajah, they agree with the Shite that the whole aloche of show applies only to Tfisas Yadodom. Show about the Yodom, not when it show about the behavior. So the Mele, in the case of the Yodom Eivir, we mocking. In the case of the Yodom Eivir, we mocking. So then, since the water is splashed by the behavior, so according to all the shame, it's because according to the Raivet in the Rosh, it's Muter. According to the Raivet in the Rash, it's Muter on the basis of the premise that there is only one type of show that is possible in Rabbah, and that is show between. The show, there is no soul of show, and Mahmas Nasis with the other. But if the whole Mikveh is in Mikveh Hodom, then it's possible in Raivet because it's not with the Shomai. But if it's when is it shayach to say it's not as Mishamayim if it is splashed directly into the Mikveh, but if it is splashed from A to B and then the Mele by itself it rides from B to the Mikveh, so it's still not as Mishamayim. So the Mele in the case of the Yom HaEvan Mokim and Mokim according to the Raivet and the Rash, it's good because show we didn't involve. It never entered the Teich of the Kele, and the psul of this Yarodom, it doesn't involve, because it didn't come Yarodom directly into the Mikveh. And according to the Rosh and the Tur and Rashbo, who say that there is another psul of show, and the other psul of show applies to Nasis Yarodom, so then Mikshal Rabakarke wouldn't be effective, but in this case, where it's Legion or even Mokim and Mokim, so the Adapsul of Shov doesn't apply either, because the Adapsul of Shov only applies to a case where it was splashed by a human being, not to a case where it was splashed by Behemoth. So, Mele and Monopshak is good. In the case of Legion or even Mokim and Mokim. So, the implication being, in the case of Legion or even Mokim and Mokim, but in the case of the Mikveh of Ivariga, the machleket between Chachma Netzi and Chachma Italia, where there it was splashed from one place to another place on the shore of the Mikveh, and then it glided into the Mikveh. So in that case, according to the Ravid, according to the Taz understanding of the Rishonim, so according to the Raive, it would be kosher, because according to the Raive, there is no sul of show per se in Nasim Gehodom, but according to the Rosh, and the Tur, and the Rashbo, who say there are two types of show, so it would be possible. If it is done, be good. Because I'm sure it's not affected before. So in other words, the Taz does not agree with the Pesach of the Chachamim. The Taz says in the Rash that they hold that when it's Nimshach HaDavi Karake, so it's kosher. Because the Taz holds that the Rash is like the Raivet, that the Psul of Shov per se applies only to Shov degree, but not to show while the Nasik with your order. But in the case where it's done to all the Memsor or 20 saw, so then it's possible to rise it because it's not as in the Shemayim. So when does it involve the psalm that as in the Shemayim? Only when it enters the mikveh directly in the Gehodom, not if it rests on the shore, and then it nimshach into the mikveh. Right. So he says, how can you read the Gamarash Sviralei? When after that, when the behemoth is threshed on the shore of the mikveh, and then it's nimshach from the shore into the mikveh, the morosh viatu muta bebeh, ula rash viaraime gamboda muta, imu eshezil from the mayim shuri bichui, the ramok osat kam, the yeshemrim, the ram, the gam, the ragle behemo, the regal odom. Vaine das horash. So I said last time, there is a mistake. Not das horosh, but das horash. So, in other words, he assumes, the Taz assumes, that when the Ramo says, we never give good in the other, al gabikad. So, when Ramo says, Ramo Kosakan, ופימש פסאפנו, פסאפנו, אין שום דיי. In other words, he says, אין שום דיי. What do you mean, אין שום דיי? Because, אין שום דיי, because the Tazio said that in the case where it's dealing with Rabbi Behemo, so it's kosher the whole days. It's kosher, according to Rabbi, it's kosher because there is no Psul of Shov. And according to the arrive at that there is only one psul of shor of mila b'kli, but not nasis b'keichem. And according to the Rosh and the Tur and the Rashbo, there is another type of shor. Al the zilei b'rad b'yodov b'radlo, so that psul of shor only applies to zilei b'yodov b'radlo, but not to the case of zilei. Because the only tfisas yadodom passes, not tfisas yad behemo, that doesn't pass. So the mele he says, what Ramo says, yishem in the ragle abeimo, the regal odom, uvishneyem in kosher, el behemir al gavkarke. So he says, the habeke am shoche, so when the Taz says, yishem in the ragle abeimo, the gamble ragle behemo, the regal odom, behind the Taz arash, Ufimashiko sadma, ancient day. What do you mean ancient day? It means because in the case of Zilif al Gabikarki, with Zilif al Gabikarki, and it was Nimshah, Minakarki to the Mikveh, with Zilif the Rabbi Behim al Gabikarki, and it's Nimshah, Minakarki into the Mikveh, so then So then it is kosher. But the Rosh of the Rabbi is the Yeshayim, the Rabbi Abeimo, Kidin, Rebbe Odo, who is Shneem and Kosher, and the Hebrew of Gabi Kark, La Puke the case, where in Zilin, the Rabbi Abeimo, directly into the Mikri. Not Nimshah Gabi Kark. So then it is possible. So why do they say that there is no such day? Of course there is a day. It is possible in such a case. In such a case, where is, so in other words, he says there is no such thing that it would be possible. Only the heaven of Gabi Kavaki. Of course there is such a thing that if according to the right, so if it's not heavy or gabikalke, so it will be possible if it was done on Chok 24. So why does he say, he says uvimashik osadno ein ze shum day, that it should be possible if it's not himshal gabikalke? Of course there is such a day, there's the sheet of the right day, that if it's not Nimshal Gabi Kalke, so then it is possible. So why does he say there is no such day? So obviously because the pashtus of the Roshon of the Ramon is when he says V'yeshengim D'Ragoi Abeimu K'din Regel Odom U'Vishneim Kosher V'Hedra Al Gabi Kalke, but if it's not Nimshal Gabi Kalke, then it is possible. So it means even though only Gimologim was Nislev into the mikveh by Rabbi Behemah, not Chopso, but just Gimeluki. So it's possible. That's the mashmoyus of the Ramo. When the Ramo says, "V'yeishenim, the Rabbi Behemah, kidin regel odom, uvishneya meini kosher, elo behevir al gabi karaki, dehave kiamshoch." So it means that even if it's nizlev al the Rabbi Behemah directly into the mikveh, just Gimeluki, not the old memso or chopsa, but just Gimelugim is misled. Viragli habehim directly into the mikveh is possible. So the Rata says no. There is no such situation that if ragli habehim will be zeilin Gimelugim or yutesso water from the shore of the mikveh into the mikveh, that the mikveh should become possible. Why? Because according to the Raidet, so it wouldn't become possible because there is only one type of show. Show it all the middle between. The other show found the Kiyah Hodom. So that only applies in the case where the whole mikveh, or Chopso at least, not if the mute of the Memso is going to the mikveh, out the Kiyah Hodom. And according to the Rosh and the Tur and the Rashbo, that there are two types of show, but they say that the show, the other type of show, only applies to Keach Odo, not to Keach Abeimo. So in the case where Gimelugim is Nisla directly by Raga Abeimo, it will not become possible. So why does Ramos say the way Shemim the Raga Abeimo Kidin Regel Odo Uvishneyem in Nikosheh El Behevir Al Gabikalke the Ahave Keam Shoche Abeloi Avloi Binitzu? So, and he even mentions Rashbel Kesimik Reis. So he's Masik and Rabbah. But I think the Rabbah is not difficult at all. There's no reason as to why we cannot accept what the Rabbah says. The Rabbah, I think that the Rabbah agrees with the longness of Chachme Benetz. And the Rabbah is Chelik and the Besyosef. Whereas the Besyosef explains the Rash on the basis of the premise that the Rash holds that this deceptor that says like Yom Yom Mokim Moki Vizil Friyadim Ragleim, so it's kosher, although he says Shehisi Mikvel Chathila, like that. So the Bais Yosef explains it that so he says that this deceptor called Mandoma and Hamshochi is effectively Gulei, but so it's not our Milchah. Said the Ramah agrees with the whole longness of the Chachmei Venetia, and who say that insofar that two, there are two types of show. There is a show of Machmas, Mile Bikli, and there is another show, Machmaskeach Odom. But the show Machmaskeach Odom only applies to a case where it comes Mikeach Odom directly into the mikveh. Not if it is fleshed from A to B and then by itself it is Nimshach into the mikveh. Nimshach into the mikveh. So he says, Rieshemi. But in the case, so that's the Rashike. So the Rash says that the reason is why that Isefte says that Oisi Mikve Batchilo Kosher and Legiona Ilam Motum Moki Vizuk Vidim Raglayim is Kosher, because the Isefte is reference to the case where they splash all of himself, but first they splash that to the shore of the Mikve. Then it glided by itself into the mikveh. So there is no shol. There was no shol of Mila Bichli, because the water never entered into the Iskibul, and there is no shol of Machmas Mila Bikatev, because the psul of shol, Machmas Mila Bikatev, applies only to a case where it comes into the mikveh, Mikveh Chodom. Not if it comes nearer to the mikveh, Mikveh Chodom. And then it comes into the mikveh, from the shore of the mikveh, into the mikveh, by itself. So it's not possible. But in the case where a person or a behemoth will splash Gimurugim directly into the mikveh, then according to the Rash, it will be possible. So in other words, we don't have to say that what the Rabbah says is not true, because the Rabbah mentions it in the name of the Rash, and the Rabbah apparently agrees with the whole longness of the Chachmei Netzi. The Taz also agrees with the longness of Chachmei Netzi in connection with the Rash. Why? By assuming that the Rash agrees with the Shit of the Raya. But once we assume that not like the Raya, that there are two types of show, one is show of the Mila Bikli, and one is show al the Mila Bikatev, so then the Taz says we have to say like Chachmei Italia. The Rambam agrees completely with the longest of the Chachmei Venezia, and he mentions it in the name of the Rash. So, but he is chilek on the Bais Yosef, whereas the Bais Yosef explains the Rash, that the Rash applies the Tisefte to the Mangoma, who holds that Hamshocha Bikuli is effective. But if Hamshocha Bikuli is not effective, then Hamshoche here over the water that was splashed from one spot away from the mikveh to another spot close to the mikveh, and then it's nimshach by itself, it would be possible if we say that Hamshoche Mikveh is not effective. But the Rambam says no. The Rash doesn't say it that according to that Mangoma who says Hamshoche Mikveh is effective. The Rash is made that this Tisefte can accord with all the Mandomas, even with the Mandoma, that Hamshocha Mikure is not effective. But here we don't have to resolve Hamshocha, because true, the Rashi is there are two types of show Mikuri and show al the Tvisis Yadodom, but the show al the Tvisis Yadodom applies into Bimulugin, but only when it comes into the mikveh directly, Mikveh Chodom, not if it comes closer to the mikveh, and then by itself it passes into the mikveh. So then it never becomes show. So mainly we don't have to resort to the halacha of Hamshoche as such. So mainly it's effective in Mikule. Now, so that's the Pshat Ramon. Now let's finish the task. So he says, "Ufi mashe kosavnu ein ze shukei elu yesh li poreish di mashe kosav uvi shnei min ikoshe elu behevi maile in kol amik v'nasiska avol di vrit bizash Yosef yefshe liyashevke." Because the Bais Yosef says that the Rash pshat and the Tisefte is shalei alim edil chesed. No, it says it is alim edil chesed, because the Rashite is like right. Anyway, the way we see it, in that machlekes between Chachmei Venezia and Chachmei Italia, so the Bais Yosef certainly agrees with the longness of Chachmei Italia. The Taz, the Nefesh Chaya mentions that the Taz is like Chachmei Venezia, but it's not really like Chachmei Venezia. The Taz applies the longness of Chachmei Venezia in respect to the Raivet, who says that there is only one soul of show per se, and Mila Mikatev does not involve a psul of show per se, But if it's done on all the men, so then it's a psul, the mouth of psul, the reize, because it's not in Ishamayim. So the melee in the reize chite, insofar as the psul, the reize of not in Ishamayim is concerned, so he applies the modus of Chachman Netzi. But according to the Rashbo and the Rosh, that there is a psul of shov per se, besides the psul of shov machmas nilo bikli, there is a second psul of shov per se, min rabbono, machmas nilo bikatev, so then the Taz applies, in regard to those rishayim, he applies the longness of Chachmei Italia. But Rabbo, it seems, he agrees completely with the longness of Chachmei Venezia. Now, one thing we have to understand, the Rambo in the parentheses, I don't know whether it's the Rambo himself or somebody else, many say that all those Rishayim that are mentioned in parentheses were put in by Rambo himself, not by one of the Talmidim of the Rambo. So he puts in here in parentheses mentioned Rashbe, Kneslimik, Waits, the Rambam Pelke. So Rashbe, Kneslimik, Kneslimik, Waits, you understand? Because the Rash reconciles the apparent spirit between the Rachel of the Sefteh and the Sefer of the Sefteh, and the Sefer of the Sefteh, by saying that the Sefer of the Sefteh is reference to the case where it's Nimshal Gavikarki, where it's Nimshal Gavikarki. And the Rambo understands the Rash not the way the Bishyosef understands, that the Rash means it's based upon the Aloche of Hamshoche as such, and the Tisefte according to the Tanakh, who says Hamshoche Bikuli is effective. No. But according to the Rambo, the Pshat in the Rash is that here we don't have to resort to the Din of Hamshoche. Because here it doesn't even become Shol. The Shem Shol never takes effect, because there is no Shom Bikli, and Shom Bikiach Odom is only Shayach if it comes Bikiach Odom directly into the Mikveh, not if it is pushed from a distant spot to a close spot, to a relatively close spot, and then it glides by itself. That's the Pshat in the Rash. But the question is, why does the Rambo mention in parentheses Rash Bikli's Mikveh? The Rambam Pirkei. Can I get the Rambam second Pirkei? Thank you. Now, I mentioned that the Kesef Mishneh said, because the Mishneh, the Bishyosef, the same Chamer. So he explains the Rambam on the basis of the Mushi. In other words, everyone was bothered by the apparent steer in the Deserte between the Rishi and the Sefer. The Rishi says, Omar Abiyisi, Zilu Yonu Lagam, Yonu Yonu Yonu, and the Sefer says, Leg Yonu Yonu Mokim Mokim, Yonu 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 Yonu. So, that would say, so, the Rash says that the Sefer has reference to the case of Yimshah Al-Dami Karki, the Raived, and the Raived also says Yimshah Al-Dami Karki, the Rosh, the Tur, and the Rashbo say the Sefer has reference to Nazis Mikiach Abheimo, not Mikiach Odom, and there is a difference between Yad Odom and Yad Behemo. Alright, what is the Rambam Shike? Now, the Rambam doesn't even mention the Rishon of the Sefer. Of Zilu Biyodim Raglo, Gilu Yudim Posse. So the Gesprishne says he doesn't have to mention it, because he mentions in Perikei Aloche Zayin, Hamsal Yezatiko Yitzlodim, Vinim Shehu, Mimenu Shrei Shalutim Limit, Ve'ari Zekosha, Ari Zekosha. So there's the same thing, like Zilu Biyodim Raglo. So he says, No, Hatzal Xatit is only Yim Shomesh was reading the Bari Kosha. When you tell me Shatito Magbi and Yode, you feel in Namik from the Tido of Yim Shomesh was not really painful. Why the Kaykhe? So it's the other one, the same thing. But the same thing is mentioned in our Chachetz. Gaius are even mocking and mocking, the Hindahim or Iberes and mocking and mocking. The Zil for the Yadim of Raglayim, Shrei Shalutim, the Mikve Arizek Kosha. You will lay, El Afi Osom Mikve Bitchila Arizek Kosha. So how does he? So that's the Sefer of the Sefer. So the Kesef Mishneh says, according to the Rambam, the apparent spirit between the Reish and the Sefer can be resolved by distinguishing Nitize from Ziruf. Ziruf means Poshet Yulal. You kick what? So then it's this is yellow. Litiza means you step out the water. Mimele, the water splashes. But you don't push it out. Even though when you step on water and the water jumps up and splashes to another place. So it's also nasis, but that's not the regular way. So Mimele, when does it involve the psul of show if it's done the regular way? But not if it's done out in any teaser. Now, apparently, the Ramah disagrees with the Kesef Mishnah's Pshat in Rambam. Why? Because the Ramah says here, V'yeshen in the Rabbi Abeimo, Kidin Regal Odom, U'vishneyem in the Kosher, Elo Behepi Al Gabi Karake, the Havikam Shoche, Avoloi Benitzu. So Benitzu, in the case of Nitzu, Nitize, so then it is possible with Tachol. And what did he say? Rash perikveis the mikveis, the Rambam perikei. So the Ramah equates the Rambam with the Rash. Now the Rash explicitly spells it out, and he says the reason is why the Seder, the Sefer says, Eisi mikve batiro kosher, is because it's nimshal davikar. In other words, the Seder, the Sefer does not have reference to the case of Nikite, when the Ragula Behemo stepped when they galloped. So they step up on the water and then the water jumps up and it falls into the mikveh. No, that's not Nibshal Babikaraki. Nibshal Babikaraki means they splash the water as they yellow. They splash the water from point A to point B, but point B is still outside the mikveh. And then from point B, it glides by itself into the mikveh. That's Nibshal Babikaraki. That the Rash explicitly spells it out, that the Sefer of the Tisefke has referenced the case of Nibshal Davikarake, not Nitize. Because the Ramah says, V'yeshen in the Ragla Abeinu Kidin Regulodom, U'shnei in the Kosher Obeber Al Davikarake, the Havikam Shochet, Avoloi Benitzu, Rash V'Rambam. So that means the Rambam says the same thing as Rash. The Rash obviously applies the Sefer Septe to the case of Nibshal Davikarake, not to the case of Nitize. And he says Rash V'Rambam, so that means that the Ramah understood the Rambam in a different way. It's remarkable. I mean, even though he doesn't spell it out in the Hagoyes Da'atimeshe, but we see from that that he applies, he understands the Rambam, that the Rambam is saying the same terrors as the Rash. How does the Rash resolve the apparent stira between the Meshe and the Seder? How does it resolve it? He resolves it by saying that the Meshe is referenced to a direct zero, and the Sefer is reference to an indirect, to a Nibshal Davikarake, a zero from point A to point B, but point B is still outside the mikveh. And then from point B to the mikveh, into the mikveh, it glides by itself. That's what it means. So the Rambam also means that. Gaya so'eva v'mokim v'mokim, v'chim me'im v'iveres v'mokim v'mokim, v'zil v'v'yadeim v'ragnayim, it means the legion was marching, was galloping here, and then this fresh water from here to here, and the mikveh is here. So there, how did it come into the mikveh by itself? The wind blew it. Oh, there was a slant. So then, after it rested here, so by itself it glided into the mikveh. So it's Nibshal Davikarake. But if it will not be Nibshal Davikarake, according to the Ramah's understanding of the Rambam, if it will be there, it is it. So then it will be impossible. So we see, I mean, that there is a machlekes between the Bes Yosef and the Ramah in the Pshat, or in the Ramah. The Bes Yosef, the Kesef Mishneh, understands the Rambam is distinguishing Zilut from the Tizi. And that involves a bit Chiddush. Why should there be a difference? But the Ramah understands the Rambam, that the Rambam is saying the same characters as the Rambam. Now, I'll finish it here. But So you see that one Pesach had one version, one manuscript, and another version, another Pesach had another version. I mean, it shed so much light on this Kappa's version. Alright, anyway. But for next time, you should be ready. You should go over the inside, and also in the Tiras Abayis. In the Tiras Abayis, you should go over, I mean, Sharamayim. This Indian of Zilu B'Yodayim Rabayim B'Kabone, Shalui B'Kabone. And then, you should go over Shtei Breches, Sif Yud Ches, and Sif Yud Tes, and Sif Chok and Chopalek, up to Chobes, with the cousins of Chobes.